And joining us, he is going to be the new COO at the Villa. Of course, the Villa in West Branch and the Villa in Rose City. And David Devereaux joining us. How are you, David?
I'm fine, Kevin. Thank you. How are you this morning?
Doing good, thank you. Glad to have you on with us. Now, you're coming on board as the Chief Operating Officer with the Villa. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little history of yourself, David.
Well, I've been in the nursing home business all the way back to 1978. I started as a housekeeper. My mom was a director of nursing in a nursing home back in northeastern Pennsylvania, and from that point on, I've been in the nursing home business ever since. I went to college and concentrated on hotel and restaurant administration, but spent my summer still working in nursing facilities, and went and got my MBA and concentrated on healthcare and did the same, then became a nursing home administrator in North Philadelphia, and then over the series of the next 30 years went from coast to coast working for large publicly held and small privately held companies, ranging from a single facility administrator to a CEO with a very small company. But along the way, had a chance to be the president and chief operating officer of Beverly Enterprises, which was the largest nursing home company in America that had 700 facilities in 38 states.
Wow, okay.
So it's been a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way back to the beginning. My mom's been a nurse now over 60 years, and when you grow up with something like that, it becomes part of you, and it's become part of my everyday life ever since.
All right. Now, of course, you bring lots of experience to the Villa, but let's talk about some of the things you want to see done, some of the things that you're looking forward to doing now with your endeavors with the Villa. What are some of the things that are on the agenda for you, David?
Well, the Villa Healthcare is a growing company, and it's 4 years old, and it's now reasonably new to Michigan. The last couple of years, picked up the facilities in the state of Michigan, and the commitment that the company has is to modernize the facilities, and they are devoting several million dollars to the portfolio of facilities company-wide, including Michigan, to upgrade them, give them a new look and a new feel, and that's different. That's different than what's going on in other parts of the industry and other parts of the country. And I think the other thing that people can expect out of Villa is a commitment to employees, because without people, good things don't happen to the people that need to be receiving services. And those are two of the reasons, Kevin, that I looked at Villa carefully and made the decision to come to the organization. So I think that's what people can expect to see out of the Villa experience in the next couple of months and years ahead.
Very good. I know the new message is we make people better, of course, but the same great care that the Villa has always offered. And I was at the Rose City location, and the renovations were going on. There's renovations going on at numerous Villa facilities, isn't there?
That's right. That's right. And one of the parts of the company's strategic plan is to upgrade the facilities. The people have different demands now than they did when nursing facilities were built once upon a time. And if you look at the way that people live, they like their privacy, and I think that the construction that the nursing facilities are going through helps accommodate that, but it also helps provide other services. The way someone wants to eat breakfast when they want to eat breakfast, they need it in an area that's more like a hotel than like a hospital, and then it has the amenities that you're looking for. Can I log on to the internet? Can I watch my favorite programs? Can I have the kind of activities that I'm used to when I'm living out in the community? And that's what Villa is working toward providing, so that people don't experience a change in their lifestyle when they move from one location to another. If you are active, you can continue to be active. If you have a desire for privacy, you have that too. And not unlike any of us would want in our own home environment.
Right. Exactly. And you mentioned community. That's a big part of what the Villa is all about, too. You guys become part of the community.
Everything is local. And as Villa is a company of today, 22 nursing homes, but it is a very small business. And when you look at communities today, oftentimes you will have a school, a hospital, and many times a nursing home are the three primary providers. Mm-hmm. And then others will have larger businesses like a Walmart or something that comes to the community. But in most of the American communities, That's the way it is.
Right.
And for nursing homes to earn their spot in that community, there has to be not only service that's being provided to the members of that community, but also the outreach that comes with it, because there's an external responsibility as well. And that's where people at Villa want to make that contribution.
Exactly. Well, he's coming on board as the new chief operating officer for the Villa, David Devereaux. And David, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and I'll look forward to talking to you again, I'm sure, in the future as we come out to visit you guys for Medical Spotlights.
Kevin, thank you. Thank you for your time this morning.